Well, it's good to have the Hayes family with us tonight, Brother and Mrs. Hayes, and veteran missionaries to Montana. And I was telling the folks today, now you may not be in cowboy country, but I love everything about cowboys. I was reared in Phoenix, in Arizona, and I was a youth pastor in Texas. And so I just love everything about cowboy. But more importantly, here's a family that has been in Montana for quite some time and has been used of the Lord there. So we're so glad to have them to come and be with us tonight. We're saddened that he's in this neck of the woods because of his dad going to heaven. And we're so sad about that. And yet at the same time, we're just delighted that he's able to be with us. And just they've driven about 70-something miles, I think, to be here tonight. And so we praise the Lord that they're with us. If you're glad they're here, how about a good hearty amen? Amen. And we mean that sincerely. So we welcome you to the pulpit of Calvary Baptist Church. Maybe if you can update us on how things are going there in the ministry, and then if you'll open the word as God's laid it upon your heart, sir. Good to have you at Calvary.
Thank you, Pastor. Good to meet you. It's good to be here in Calvary Baptist Church tonight. I'm Brother Randy Hayes, my wife's Joan. We're just down the road, a few miles there in South Carolina. And God called us. The pastor was talking about the age of missionaries. God called us a little late in life. And I believe as long as you're kicking and breathing, God can use you. Missionaries on the field. I remember when we were on deputation, all the conferences we would go to, and I love missions, and I love young people. Missions is down for us people being called to the mission field. So I'm always elated when a young couple is called to the mission field. Amen. But I remember we felt like grandma and grandpa at all the mission conferences. Matter of fact, my wife would take care of the babies a lot of the times. But I'm super excited that God is using us, that we obey God. We're kind of like Moses on the backside of the desert. Amen. And he spoke to us there in 2013. I worked in my church for 30 years. Deacon, chairman, Sunday school teacher, outreach, just all kind of things. God was putting hats on their head, preparing us later in life to use us. And praise the Lord for that. We came here in 16 at a mission conference, and you guys, the church, has been so kind to us, and you took us on, and we appreciate that so much. We moved out to Montana. We just met a precious lady back here. Her daughter is just about 30 miles from us, so we praise the Lord for that. It's a small world sometimes there in Belgrade, Montana. But we did a survey trip out west, and we grew up in the South. My dad pastored for 30-something years. He was my hero, my mentor. We lost him just a few weeks ago. He had illness for 2 or 3 years, and it really got tough on my dad. But today, amen, he's seeing what he preached about for 30-something years, and we praise the Lord for my dad. But as we went into the West, we saw the need for gospel preaching churches in America. I'm for worldwide missions, okay? But let's not fly over America and see the need that we have in a lot of states. We took 2 survey trips to see that because we have a lot of independent fundamental churches in the South. So when we went out, we had a missionary there that sent us around to some different places to look. To plant a church there, and we found a little town outside of Bozeman, Montana. It's in Three Forks, and Lewis and Clark named it Three Forks because of Gallatin, Madison, and the Jefferson. They all come together in my town and make the Missouri. Amen. So if you come to my town, you can get in the canoe there. In about 3 days, you can be down in the ocean. Amen. That's what they say, but I'm not going to try that, I don't think. But there's a lot of hydro stations between us and the coast, amen. But God burdened our heart. That's the key, that when we went through this little small town, God touched me and my wife's heart about these people there that needed Christ. And there again, God, when I came through the town, I saw a small building on Main Street there. And I remember that building, and it had a for sale sign in front of it there. And God spoke to my heart about that building. That would be a very good place to get started. We came back home. We prayed for 3 weeks. God just gave us the green light, peace in our hearts. We went to our pastor and said, we have found the town. We were so excited about where we were going to plant a church out of Concord Baptist Church in Pickens. My pastor is Dr. Guy Roberts. And they were so elated and so excited, they jumped in with us and began to help us to get this building going. And I told my pastor, I didn't want to put $1,500 a month into my deputation budget to rent a building. I said, I believe God can give us the funds to buy a building. He said, amen, brother. You got the faith. Pray and we'll get on board with you. So we were able to call that company, or that realtor company there, and ask them about the building. She said, Mr. Hayes, I'm sorry, I just signed a contract on it. So I hung the phone up in my dining room, and God just flooded my heart. My wife was in the den, and I said, honey, we'll get that building. She said, you think so? I said, God just filled me with the Spirit of God. Well, 6 weeks went by, and guess what? My phone rang. 406, that's the area code of Montana. The realtor said, Mr. Hayes, the deal has fell through. They can't get their money. That's God. And you know what? God allowed us to get that piece of property there and raise the funds, and amen. We have been there in May of this year, 6 years, and we have built two more buildings on the property. The city told me, Brother Randy, no more. You can do more, no more. Because you've took up all the room on your property. You're parking now. We have to use the library to have parking. So we use that on Sundays. Actually, the motel across the street, they've been very kind to us about letting us have parking. God worked all that out. Amen. So I'm just saying everything that's been done is Him. He gets all the glory. I'm just a little bitty servant. My wife's been with me, helping me tremendously too. We have been working hard to get this church established. We started with me and my wife, Ron Severs. He moved us. He used to come here. He may come here now. I don't know how it got taught to Ron. He moved us out there. He was in our first service and two other people. Amen. That's our first service. As we knocked on all the doors to open up our building and to get starting, and we would run and look out the window every Sunday morning and see who was going to come. I'm talking about starting a brand new church plant. And God has blessed us tremendously. All of our buildings, all money was raised. We never went to the bank to borrow any money. God just sent all the funds in to build all of our buildings. I give Him all the glory for that. Amen. I mean, we don't owe nothing. Praise the Lord for that. And He has helped us. Our last building, we started in 2020 of January. That was our auditorium. Our prayer card shows the old building, but we have a new one right in front of it now. Praise the Lord for that. But y'all know what happened in March of 2020. We had just got the foundation done and COVID hit. And one of our building committee guys came to me and said, we need to stop right now. We'll never do this, you know, because we were raising money by faith. And I said, sit down. God's not limited, even if COVID is going on. Did you know God sent the money in for that building that we finished it right before Easter of 2021? Opened up their doors that morning. We had a precious girl saved, 10 years old on that Easter morning. The men of the church came running to me. I was in the back. Pastor, Missionary Randy, we're setting chairs out. Amen. God has just blessed that little building in a tremendous way. We give him all the glory. We had kids camp. We've had 10 or 11 kids saved. We have we baptize in the Jefferson River. Everybody that gets saved in Montana, they want to go to the river. Amen. And I love it too. We go down to the river and we baptize them there. And we were there last time and a beautiful bald eagle just sailed down through the river. That's just like a blessing from God. Amen. So continue to pray for us as we work in Montana, and that God will bless and he will help us there to continue to share the gospel. The West is dark. America is getting darker. Amen. There's just as much need of light here in this community, amen, as there is in the West. But the difference between this community and the West is that preachers and missionaries are coming in. Montana, Oregon, the state of Washington, California. I've been in conferences in these areas where there's good, godly men that's been called to the West, that's planted churches. They're serving in the West area, amen, doing a great work for God, amen. So again, I just ask you to, we have a few prayer cards with us tonight, and ask for you to get one and continue to pray for us there. I love the music tonight. Oh, we were in a church this morning and the choir just, you know, I appreciate the music. Can I tell you something? We don't have that in the West. Amen. When you go out there and you plan a church, right now we are in process of looking for a pianist. Every church we go to in the South's got 5 on the pew. Amen. And I don't know why the Lord don't send someone out to call us. My wife said amen to that. We've had some pianists to come through, and they're just like lived there a couple of years, business people, and then they move on. But help us to pray about a pianist. Amen. That God will help us there with that. We had a person in the church just buy some really nice piano. Amen. And we've been praying over it that God will use that in a mighty way. We have our Jubilee coming up July 9th through the 17th. So if you would like to come out with us, be sure to get with me. We have preaching, we have singing, we get involved in missions in the town. That week in our town in Montana is rodeo week. Our town comes alive. Everybody comes in from the communities. We have a rodeo parade. We have a rodeo in our town that week, and it's a great outreach for us. During the parade, we always try to put something in it, and we give out tracts, or we have little frisbees we give the kids with a track taped on the back of it. So it's a way for us, amen, to reach people during that time. Our town, it's amazing. We have been praying over our city. It's growing tremendously. I live in Gallatin County. I know your daughter's in Belgrade. We are growing in the last 5 years, 6,000 people per year. We're the growingest city in America, the county of Gallatin County. So that's a good thing for us, amen, because people are coming into my little town of 2,000. We have just a big subdivision that came in with 600 homes. We got condos coming up. So that's good for us, Preacher Bray, that we can get out and invite some people in. Amen. So the opportunity is there for us. So again, continue to pray for us there as we continue to work in Montana. We have kids camp. We do vacation Bible school. Summertime is a good time for us to get in outreach and do stuff. We've had the second terrible, I don't know if terrible is a good word, but this is the awful winter this year. I'm a southern boy. Y'all can tell by the way I talk. I drink sweet tea. I eat fried chicken. Some of you right now is trying to understand what I'm saying, amen, but I'm saying the winter is tough out there. We've had in Bozeman over 160 inches of snow. So it's been extremely cold, and nothing stops in Montana. We get 2 inches here, and the preacher calls the service off. Amen. What I'm saying is it keeps on going out there, but continue to pray for us because summer's a good time for us to where we can get out. A lot of people don't want you coming into their doors, and it's -2, -3. Amen. So just continue to pray that the Lord will help us there with these outreaches that we do there in the South. I'm just a sinner saved by grace, y'all. God got a hold of my heart, and I'm glad when he did. I'm glad the night that I heard the gospel and I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. I lived life a lot for myself in the secular world, trying to make a place. You know, I thought I had to have a new car and a big house in the subdivision. But I want to say God got my attention in 2013. Matter of fact, when we get to heaven, he's not going to ask me or you, what did you drive? Where did you live? He's going to ask you, what did you do for me from our heart? We have to be careful sometime of keeping our vision, amen, and our race. Take the Bible's turn to Galatians 5. Galatians 5 tonight, verse 7. Well, I'll bring just a little bit of the Word of God tonight to challenge us. Galatians 5, 7. Again, I praise the Lord for what God is doing in Montana. If you are interested in missions, or if you're interested in helping us, please get with me. And if you're interested in coming Jubilee Week, we would love to have you. You can come and help us and knock on doors and serve with us. And we're in this together. Amen. I have a small church, but one of my pastor friends said, don't never say that. He said, we're in the body of Christ. Amen. We're all connected together. Amen. So again, if you have a question, may you can get with me. Galatians 5, 7, tonight, run your race well. Amen. 2023 is here. Amen. I want to run the race for Jesus as well as I can. 2023, can you believe we're already at April almost? Time flies by, and we need to make up our mind and decide, do we want to serve better in 2023 than we did in 2022? Amen. I do. I want to serve him. Amen. I want to hear those words, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. When we enter into heaven. There again, Paul said something here that caught my attention a few weeks ago. He's talking to the Galatians. There they were under the law. They were under Judaism. He had preached to them. He had helped them to turn to grace by faith. Amen. And they seemed they were doing great. The church was doing great. But some of the Judaizers came back in. And look what verse 7 says. And this can apply to our hearts. Ye did run well. Who did hinder ye that you should not obey the truth? I think about my Christian life. Lord, I ask you tonight to use me as your messenger. I'm nothing without you. May you take just the brief words of your precious word, your sweet word. May you speak to our hearts tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. As I travel, as I work with people, a lot of times when I counsel with someone in the Christian walk, they will say something hindered me. A lot of times it can be an object that they've led into their life, a circumstance that they've led into their life, or someone that's come into their life that all of a sudden has hindered them, that has got them off track. Paul here is trying to encourage the Galatians to get back on track. Sometimes in my walk, over the 20-something years, if I'm not careful, I can be hindered. I can get off track, amen. And I see something in this verse. The first word is ye, which is personal. I want to say to you tonight, no one can run your race. It's personal tonight. I like baseball. Anybody like baseball? Amen. I'm for that. Amen. The World Series. Sometimes you may see someone come in and tag the first baseman to run for him, a substitute. Amen. But I want to say, in God's race, I will personally, you personally, will stand before God one day there as he reads off our works, our good works, our works that we've done for him. So it's personal tonight that we run the race. Hebrews 12:1 says to run it with patience. And it does take patience to run the race. How is your race tonight, church? Are you involved in the work of the Lord? Not everyone is called to be a missionary or a pastor or a preacher, but everyone is called, I believe in my heart, into missions where you may just simply walk across the street, knock on your neighbor's door, amen, or see someone at the store. Every day is missions for the Christian, amen. So how is our race tonight, amen? Are we involved in the work of the Lord tonight? This challenged my heart in 2023 that as we start the new year in our church, amen, that we will run the race better. Our goal this year, again, we talk about the fruits of the Spirit, amen, love, joy, and peace. I want our church to be fruitful, amen. I want to be fruitful, amen. We should have goals. There's nothing wrong with goals and ambitions for the Lord. Hey, we all got a planner that we do things in our secular world. We make plans. We got plans tomorrow. But how is our plans about eternal things? Seeking things that we don't see, amen. One day when we get to heaven, amen, someone says a track will track you to heaven. Amen. If you don't like to speak in public, you can hand someone a track. Amen. That track may just lead them to the Lord. I talked about a missionary. I love reading missionary stories. I'm glad that I serve in America. I'm not in a third world country where I'm worried about spiders and monkeys jumping on me at night. Amen. But we have missionaries in tough places. Amen. Everyone is called into different places. But a professor in Christian college, he had taught college, Christian school for 20-something years, 62, retired. He wanted to go into mission, so he gathers up all of his books in 1968. He takes off to the jungle there, and he flies in. He goes into a tribe, and he begins to try to work with those tribal people there. He builds a little church. He struggles for 7 years of just trying to get them to come to the Lord. And as he teaches them and he works with them, and he got deathly sick and he had to fly back to America. And he passed away. He passed away wondering if he did any good. The word of God will not return void. Amen. Our job is to plant the seed, then water it, amen, and God brings the increase. But some missionaries ran across his work 4 years after he died, and they looked at it and said, we need to fly in and check on this and see what's going on. So they got a team together. They flew into the jungle, and they were amazed when they got there. There was a bright, shiny church there, thriving and doing well. Two of the men that he had led to the Lord had took it over in teaching his work. There again, he thought that he was a failure. We'll never know when we put a track in someone's hand what could happen. That might be the next Paul, amen, that gets saved. How are we running our race tonight for others? 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. That steadfast is nothing but solid, sure, amen. Did you know we have an adversary? The devil's like a roaring lion. He stays after me all the time, trying to shake us and move us, but we can set our feet in the concrete of God's word tonight to strive to run the race unmovable tonight. Amen. Abounding in the work of the Lord. Philippians 4:13 says this, when me and my wife, we packed up and we went to Montana. I had never planted a church before. As we drove out, we were afraid. We had a lot of things that we were thinking about. We knew God had called us there. How is this really going to transpire? But we knew if we obeyed God, we had faith, and we went. And God gave us this. Philippians 4:13. I think y'all might have just did a study in Philip. I can do all things in Christ. Sometimes when we think that we can't do it, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, amen, tonight. How is my race? How is your race tonight, amen? That we can finish well for the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul again here is trying to encourage them. Look at verse 16 and 17 of Galatians 5. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. What a powerful verse there. Tonight that we see there again in Romans, it talks about there Paul saying, I want to do good, but I ended up doing bad. The Bible says for us daily to take up our cross and deny the flesh. Amen. The flesh is powerful. We're living in it. I took a couple of Advil before I came up here. Amen. I'm moving some stuff yesterday. But I'm glad that, hey, the Holy Spirit, amen, works through us, amen, that we can overcome the powers of the flesh and that we can live victorious tonight because of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have victory through him tonight. There again, Paul is talking to them. They were going back to some of their pagan gods there. And that our flesh can lead us astray and can get us off track, can hinder us. Amen. Paul again in verse 7, who did hinder you that you should not obey? I want to say we're no match for the devil tonight. He is out to destroy. He's out to ruin every home, every marriage, every church that he can. Even in the mission fields there with missionaries that we have worked with in the last 6 years, we have lost two that we were friends with because of the flesh. Amen. We must understand tonight that we must stay on the front lines. We must run our race well for the Lord Jesus Christ because we must understand too that I tell my church, it's time for the church of Christ to get real. We know the lingo of the Baptist church. I had cowboy boots on this morning at the church I was at. So I told my wife, I'm switching to a suit and tie tonight. Amen. I wanted to look sharp, you know. I wanted to look like a Baptist. You know, we come into the house of God. Some of you have come to me and you're smiling. We know the lingo. How you doing, brother? I'm just fine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A lot of times down in our hearts, I tell my church to be real, we're hurting. There's things that are going on in our life. Amen. God knows the heart. Amen. My dad would tell me this. What a great preacher and pastor he was. So much wisdom. He would tell me, son, you can put on a brand new suit. You can polish your shoes. My dad was a military guy. He polished his black shoes. I'm talking, when you see my dad come into the pulpit, I mean, he was dressed. He stood straight. He had his hair in place. Son, you can have all of that. You can have the house of God clean, the books stacked just in order. But if you haven't sit in front of God, just like there in the scriptures there where Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet, she chose the good thing. We have to sit before God to get the power of God in our life, that when we do come into the world to testify, to give out tracts, to witness for Him, to come into the house of the Lord, we have the power of God in our life. We can't bypass prayer. Amen. We can't bypass our devotions. Amen. We want the Word of God in our life. Amen. Are we on a revolving track? Amen. Or do we have the real Spirit of God? Do I have the real Spirit of God in this world? I can go out and when I serve God, amen, people can see a difference in my life, in your life. Amen. That's important because we are different. We are a new creature in Christ. Amen. All things are passed away. I remember that day when I got saved. Amen. All things are passed away. All things become new in our life. Do we hinder the Spirit of God in our life? It's important tonight, church. It's important in my life that I seek Him first, that I obey Him, that I have the faith that I need to have, amen, in my race. I want to say my daughter-in-law got a scholarship because she was a track star. And she still gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning and she's dedicated. Dedicated. Someone said, blow the dust off. Did my Bible lay in my car all week? Did it lay on the shelf all week? Oh, it's Sunday morning. Let me find it. Amen. You study the Word of God. Every one of the warriors for Christ in the Word of God, they were dedicated. They were God first in their life. Amen. And I think about my life. How short I stand in front of God sometimes, that I need to have more of a dedication and a love for the Word of God. How precious it is. The Bible says it's sweet as honey. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. You know what that means? We have experienced God in our life. Taste and see. Amen. My grandmother had a 60-acre farm. She had an old spring and she had a wood stove and she loved to cook. We loved to go to my grandmother's. I miss her so much. She would call and say, I've got a blackberry pie in the oven. I miss that. She would like to come up and eat it. I want to say, when I got up there, I didn't stare at it. I didn't sit down and not cut a piece. I mean, I said, give me two helpings, grandmother. And I experienced it, amen. I tasted of it and I said, grandmother, that's fantastic. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm closing with this tonight on running our race. This was my big problem in my life. It was all about me. Nobody has that problem, do you? That person that I shave in the morning is my biggest enemy. A lot of times I think about that is when I look at my life there, God really got a hold of my heart there in 12 and 13, that it's about others. It's about others, church. It's not about me. It's about giving. It's about giving. It's about giving till you can't give no more. When you start serving others, you're going to see something happen in your life. God's going to start funneling through you. Amen. You're going to see God expressing. You're going to have the fullness of joy. If I live my life all the time for Randy Hayes, I ain't got a bit of joy. Happiness is just a situation or a gift. But joy, I'm just an old country boy. I did go to college, but I ain't too smart. But I want to say joy comes from deep in. It comes from the root of your salvation, amen. So the more we do for others, did not Christ, his whole 32, 33 years of ministry, was it about what? Others. Oh, church, if we want to run the race tonight and finish well, let's look at my life and your life, and let's live the best that we can live with God's help to reach others that are out there. Our world, I have never seen it the way it is that is happening today. There's so many people around us that are hurting. They have no joy. They have no peace in their life. But we have the answer. It's Jesus Christ. That's the greatest thing that ever happened to me, Pastor Bray, is that when I turn my life totally over to Him, amen, He brings that happiness and peace in our life and that joy unspeakable in our life. How is your race tonight for the Lord Jesus Christ? Let's stand to our feet. Pastor Bray, thank you. If you'll come around and close us out. So we bow our head just for a few moments. Maybe you just want to look at your heart and your life. How is your race tonight? Is something hindering you? I want to say tonight, you can get forgiveness. Amen. God gives a new start. He allows U-turns in our life. He takes the clay, amen, and He makes a vessel of honor in our life. Lord, we thank You for Galatians 5:7. We thank You for this church, Calvary, here as a light in this community, in this county. Thank You for Pastor Bray and his wife and all the church members. Help us to realize You're coming soon, Lord. I believe You're coming. Help us to be on the front lines for You. As our heads bowed, I'll turn it over to Pastor Bray.